This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, did you play that Fortunate Son song because troops are deploying to the Middle East? You didn't? That was an accident? I was pulling for you there, Chris. I was pulling for you that you had some kind of meaning, but apparently you did not. Anyway, breaking news, even though this happened earlier today, troops are deploying to the Middle East. I've been warning over and over again that things are ramping up, and boy, they are. So what do we have on tap for this hour? We're going to talk about something so much more dangerous than what's going on in the Middle East. We'll talk about that in just a moment. They tore down and melted down a statue. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this Mike Johnson, the new Speaker of the House. Some of you are upset with him. We're going to get to emails. We're going to do why the GOP is suicidal and so much more. I want to address this right off the bat, though. I am not going to tell you, hey, you don't have to worry about terror. Terror is not a big deal. Look, I'm looking at a headline here from the Epic Times. Hamas, Hezbollah terrorists are on U.S. soil and waiting for Iran's green light to attack, according to a hearing in the House. Okay, well, you know what? We'll come back to that in a little while, because that's not something I want to be dismissive of. But that, I'm not telling you don't worry about that. But I am telling you this. The most dangerous organization in the United States of America today is not Hamas. It is not Hezbollah. It is the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and nothing else comes close. Nothing else comes close. You know why? Because Hamas and Hezbollah, I mean, pick your organization. They exist outside of positions of power. Outside of positions of power. In fact, they're trying to avoid being seen by positions of power. But the FBI holds a position of power. They are the federal law enforcement arm. And not only do they hate your guts, infiltrate your church, put you on a terrorist watch list for getting angry at school boards, arrest you for being pro-life, thanks to Chuck Grassley in the Senate, we now know the Federal Bureau of Investigation is so evil and corrupt that they have had a 40-man team on the Biden crime family for years investigating the endless crimes. And so they did some digging, figuring out, okay, well, what they had a team. Why did they not come up with any of these crimes. He committed all these crimes. What was the team doing? It turns out the team was not there investigating Biden. The team that was there to investigate Biden, they were there running cover for Joe Biden. And whenever they would come across the source, we know this now, there's an article about it in The Federalist if you'd like to read it. Whenever they would come across a source that had damaging Biden information, the Federal Bureau of Investigation purged the source. Instead of taking it in, the FBI, they made sure yet another powerful Democrat went untouched. Oh, I'm not here to dismiss the dangers of jihadis or anything like that. Lord knows they can shoot and stab and blow up plenty of people. They have. But if your nation, finds itself with a secret state police agency that works only on behalf of the people in power and they work against its own citizens, then your nation has no bigger problems than that. They don't exist. Remember this. Adolf Hitler didn't kill a person. Not a single soul. Mao, after he took power, didn't kill a single soul. Stalin. Now, Stalin killed plenty of people when he was younger, but after he took power, did not pull the trigger once. So, if Hitler never killed anybody and Mao didn't kill anybody and Stalin didn't kill anybody, then how do we explain the, oh, I don't know, 100 million plus dead bodies between those three? Their secret state police agencies did. There's nothing more evil and murderous in the history of the world than secret state police agencies. And this goes, look, this is before communism. The history of the world is secret state police agencies that work only on behalf of the regime and against their own citizens, murder people in droves. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, they have declared you to be the enemy. I didn't declare that. They've said it over and over and over and over again. That's something maybe everybody should probably try to keep in mind here. We have really big fish to fry right here at home. Now, that brings me to this. We were talking a little bit last night about Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson is the new Speaker of the House. And a lot of people are very happy. A lot of people are very upset. The people who are very happy, they're happy because Mike Johnson is the furthest to the right we've ever had in a speaker. They're very happy about that. They're happy, hey, we got a guy who will pray on the House floor. Finally. They're happy about that. Happy we have a pro-life Speaker of the House. Happy. The people who are happy about that. The people who are unhappy because of things like this. This is a video. This is from 2020. This is Mike Johnson. Remember, this is when all St. George Floyd died and everyone had to prove how not racist they were. And so now everyone's playing this video of Mike Johnson.
What did you feel when you watched the video of George Floyd being killed?
I was outraged. I don't think anyone can view the video and objectively come to any other conclusion but that it was an act of murder. And I felt that initially, as everyone did.
Look, it gets worse. I'm going to let him keep going, but it gets worse. You're already mad? Wait, you'll get madder.
It's so disturbing. And, you know, the underlying issues beneath that are...
He was murdered. By the way, we knew right away he died of a drug overdose and he wasn't murdered, but I'll let him keep going.
Something that the country is now struggling with. And I think it's something we have to look at very soberly and with a lot of empathy. And I'm glad to see that's happening around the country. You know, what it's taught me is we now have four other children of our own. And my oldest son, Jack, ironically, this year is 14. And I've thought often through all these ordeals over the last couple of weeks about the difference in the experiences between my two 14-year-old sons, Michael being a Black American and Jack being white, Caucasian. They have different challenges. My son, Jack, has an easier path. He just does.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to stop it there out of respect for Mike Johnson, who I still do like him. I still do like him. I'm just going to stop it there. It doesn't get any better. All right. That's really bad. That's really bad. And I'm not going to make excuses for him. I am, however, going to explain something that might be really hard for a lot of people to hear. I want to remind you of this, that a point I made last night. This was me. There is a reason that it is a virtual guarantee that Mike Johnson will disappoint us. And you know what that reason is? Systems, institutions are more powerful than individual men. What do I mean by that? Let's say George Washington could take over tomorrow as Speaker of the House of Representatives, and George Washington, Mr. Lover of Liberty, Warrior, guy you love, guy I love, he would do things that disappointed you. He would do things that weren't exactly what we wanted, because a man can only do so much trying to work inside of an institution that is bad. That's a fact. I am not trying to make preemptive excuses for Mike Johnson. He will be called out on this show, as they all are when he screws up. He will be applauded when he doesn't. Just know this. Put a smile on your face. This is a better Speaker of the House than you've ever had in your lifetime. Okay, that was me from last night. And look, I made you a promise last night that I wouldn't make excuses for Mike Johnson. And I'm not going to make an excuse about these comments either. Look, they're 3 years old, but I'm not going to make an excuse about these comments. There is no excuse for that. That was the norm, though, at the time. It wasn't just GOP politicians. It was most of the people on radio, TV. George Floyd died, and all of a sudden, every white person in the country felt the need to flog themselves and try to prove how not racist they were. And look, I told you I'm uniquely sensitive to this because I lost my church during that time. My pastor got up after George Floyd died and started talking about our white privilege. I walked out. I've never been back, and I never will. If it was the last church on the planet, I would never go to church again. That's just how I feel. So I'm not making excuses. But I am going to explain something now that might be hard to hear, but it is true. And before we do that, let's do this. In fact, that's a pretty good segue into this. The future is not going to belong. This country won't be saved, I should say, is the best way I want to put it. A good future, this country will not be saved by weak men. A good future will not be won by weak men. Either strong men will win it or we will lose. Part of my fight for this country is making sure physically I have energy. I have focus. I sleep more than I ever did now. Good sleep. I work out more. I take a male vitality stack from Chalk every single day, because T levels aren't something you brag to your buddies about. They're how you think. It's how you focus. It's your energy. Fellas, they're not where they should be because there's estrogen in the waters and the plastics and everything. Get on a male vitality stack from Chalk. Natural herbal supplements. We're going to need it, and you might need it for the next segment. So go to Chalk.com, Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Get you 35% off the subscriptions. Go now.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you that all 3 hours of tomorrow's show on a Friday, they're all, as they always are, dedicated to you and your questions. Whatever questions you happen to email in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com, we are going to spend all 3 hours doing that tomorrow instead of the norm. They don't have to be political. It could be about anything, history or food or stupid things, men, women, employers, I don't care. Email your questions into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, let's have a conversation that's going to be tough to hear, probably. Mike Johnson, he's been elected the new speaker. You already know all that. We knew all this from yesterday. Mike Johnson's the new Speaker of the House. Mike Johnson's already being criticized for older comments. I just played some for you in case you missed them. He goes on this long rant about, you know, his son's white privilege and George Floyd being murdered. And it's at a really, really bad. And frankly, because I know you well, you're me, the anti-communist, you're probably not that excited right now to that. That's the thing. But I want to make sure everyone understands this. Men who dig you out of tough jams are very rarely the kind of man you want to hang around in peacetime. Different men are built for different things. I've told you the story before about a good friend of mine, a Marine buddy of mine, God rest his soul, Malik. I love him. We were in combat together. And I'll tell you, I've served with a lot of Marines, many Marines. If you told me I had to go to combat tomorrow and I had to only pick one of them, it would be Malik. There's just, when you're in combat, there's nobody you'd want by your side. And you, if you had to send your son, your daughter, or if you yourself would go, son or daughter, believe me when I tell you, he's the one you would want to send him with. At the same time, didn't do that well in peacetime. Didn't do that well in the civilian world. Struggled there. Had real serious struggles there. And he ended up passing on now. But still, everyone is not built for every time. The men who preside over peacetime are very rarely the type of men who can dig you out of a type of jam, dig you out of a bad jam. We have this image in our head that is false about who we want to lead us. And the reason it's false is we've lied to ourselves about reality and we've lied to ourselves about history. George Washington's actually a great example. We talk, you talk, and I know I talk lovingly about George Washington. The admiration, I mean, almost everybody has for that man. The admiration for that man and how tough that was to lead America in that time. And then to be the first president and to have such humility that you willingly give up the office after two terms. George Washington was so popular, he could have got elected every day till the day he died. It would have never lost. But he just thought it was best for the country. Like, that's a great guy, right? And we think about him in these terms where, what do they say about George Washington? That he could not tell a lie, that he never lied. George Washington scalped people. George Washington would take his own troops and shoot them. Not unjustified, by the way, but George Washington was a violent man. But because we present him in the most flowery, nicest terms, as soon as I said George Washington, I know exactly what you pictured. You know what you pictured? Same thing I pictured. It's human nature. You know how you pictured him? In his full uniform, in some painting, kind of a gentle-looking old soul with his kind of white wig there. That's exactly what you pictured, is it not? Did you picture George Washington pulling back somebody's scalp as he carved it off the top of someone's head? You didn't picture that, did you? No, you didn't. Because here in America, for a variety of reasons that we're going to go into, we somehow insist that every hero be presented in the floweriest, nicest terms. Every single warrior, who is he? They're all Captain America. He never even cusses. He doesn't have any tattoos. He calls his mother every day. He doesn't even have beer. What a nice guy. That's how we picture the men who get us out of hard jams, who get us through hard times. We have turned these men who do these things into, they're all Dudley Do right now. They're all Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers. That's what they all are. But reality looks so much different than that. That's a very, very pie in the sky way of looking at life. And we're going to talk about that as it applies to you, me, Mike Johnson, and other things going forward, what we need and what we want. And are those two things the same thing? Before we get to that, let's do this. You haven't been drying off properly. And it's not your fault. It's not that I'm doubting your drying off technique. I personally have, I've basically mastered by now the whole flip the towel over the head and kind of run it, and run it lengthwise up and down my spine, because I used to have this spot on my back I couldn't get dry, but now I've mastered that. But you know what? Even my towel mastery, it can't overcome bad towels. Towels that just push the water around, or maybe even worse, towels that are really abrasive, so you end up with a half a rash by the time you're done. You don't have to live like this anymore. Don't live like a caveman. Go get some My Towels. My Pillow came up with My Towels. Not only mega soft, they actually absorb the water. Doesn't that sound nice to actually have a towel that does both? 50% in savings right now. $29.98, as low as $29.98, or for $20 more, get the premium line. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, square, use the promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
And you know, that old remembrance promise, at the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. Period.
Joe Biden reading the period off the teleprompter again. Anyway, be quiet. Let's get back to our point we were making. If you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Chris, am I getting better about not moving around as much when I do the radio show? I am. I'm so good. What, Chris? I'm amazed at the improvements I've made. I can't be impressed with me. Anyway. We were talking, in case you're just joining us, we're having a hard conversation here because we were talking about how the new speaker, Mike Johnson, and he is a really wonderful human being from what I understand, and family man, a Christian man, and he's reading the Bible on the House floor, and that's good, and he is the furthest right speaker we've ever had, but there are things in his past like lamenting George Floyd's murder and my white son has white privilege and all this other crap, and so we're just having a talk, just you and me. Different generals are better at different things. And you know what? They all have value. There is incredible value in a general who's magnificent at logistics. He's just really, really good. He is going to make sure the bullets, the beans, the bandages, they all make it to the front. Everything is lined out. Everything was done. That general is incredible. Then there are generals, a George Patton type. Incredible attacking offensive general. Now, the Patton thing is really, really, really important. Everyone would agree with that. Of course you need a general like that. But it's not more important than the logistical general. It just depends on what your current situation is. My point in all this, I'm just trying to say, we are in a place where we are going to have to fight our way out of where we are as a culture. Not physically, Lord willing, but culturally, there will be nothing but a cultural war from here on out. There will be no healing of divisions. There will be no getting along. One side will win and one side will lose. Now, you probably agree with that. The problem people on the right are going to have, what they're going to struggle with, is how rough our leaders are going to have to be in order to fight that fight. Now, why is that the case, though? That doesn't make any sense. Jesse, are you saying you can't be a really nice guy while at the same time being tough enough to fight through it? Well, it depends on how you define nice. The truth is, you want to know why Mike Johnson spoke like this about George Floyd? Do you want to know why? I'll explain it to you. Here, I'll play it again for you, and then I'll explain this is why. Then we're going to talk about nice.
What did you feel when you watched the video of George Floyd being killed?
I was outraged. I don't think anyone can view the video and objectively come to any other conclusion but that it was an act of murder. And I felt that initially, as everyone did. It's so disturbing. And, you know, the underlying issues beneath that are something that the country is now struggling with. And I think it's something we...
Yeah. Okay. It's all really bad. Well, here's the difference. A nice guy would be Mike Johnson. Now, here's why a nice guy is not going to be the tip of the spear going forward. Because when Mike Johnson sits down with an interview like that, because he is a kind human being who really does get along with everybody, that's why he got basically unanimous votes yesterday, because he's a nice human being, Mike Johnson is asked a question about St. George Floyd. And Mike Johnson's nice guy instincts take over. And what he wants is he wants the approval of the person asking the question. And he sees the narrative the system has created. America's an evil, racist, horrible place. It's terrible to black people. And he sees how many Americans are feeling that way right now. And he wants to affirm their feelings and tell them he agrees with them, and he empathizes, and he sympathizes, and you are right, we are evil, we are racist, and it is bad. And the problem with that is this. There is no nice way to deal with evil. There's not. To deal with lies. Now me, I'm a jerk, so maybe this is easy for me to say. You've heard me talk to people before. You hear me on this show. If that guy asked me that question, he'd probably kick me off the show because of my answer. And I don't give a crap what he has to say about it. And frankly, every single person watching, if they're offended by what I have to say, I don't give a crap about that either because I'm a jerk. Now, that makes me a bad person. There's no question about that. I know I'm a bad person. I know. But it also means, and it's not going to be me, so don't, but you're going to need somebody like me, maybe like you. You're going to need a jerk to get through all this because there's no nice way through it. There's no nice way to tell a demon that he doesn't get what he wants. In fact, you intend to take everything of his away from him because he's evil. There's not a nice way to go about that. There's not. There's not a nice way to deal with this.
I love making fun of white people. I love making other white people feel uncomfortable. I used to make jokes and my son used to go, "Mom, that's racist." And I would just like look at him. Have you ever had those looks where it's like kind of like cartoons? You could hear your own blinks, but we're white, son. So he needs a sense of humor.
You're going to need a rough man to get through these times. And that is very, very hard to accept because the right has always wanted a George Washington back. And we don't want the real George Washington. We want the sanitized, shiny history version of George Washington, the guy who never lied and just kind of rode regally around on a horse. And of course, he shot a gun once or twice, but barely hurt somebody. And if he did, he killed him right away. And they certainly didn't suffer. That's what we want. But men like that, they don't get you through a tough spot. I am the furthest thing in the world away from any kind of a warrior, but I know a few. I know a few Scout Sniper types. I know quite a few Green Beret types, some SEALs and PJs and those kinds. And let me tell you something. I don't necessarily think if I had a daughter, I would want them around her if she was of age. I don't think I'd even want most of these guys around my bank account or my money. But man alive, if I was in a real bad spot, in a real pickle, there's no one else I would want. Their tattoos, the cussing, big old dip in their lip, speaking about women in ways you wouldn't in front of your mother. They don't look, talk, walk, or act like Captain America. They're rough men. But that's what you need in a jam. We can't nice guy our way out of this because there's no way to nice guy out of communism. There's just not. You can have a nice guy in charge again, don't get me wrong, once we win. Once we win, once peacetime has been brought to you and me by rough men, then the nice guys can take back over again and everything can be really, really nice. And I mean, I guess I do have my white privilege. Until then, it's going to have to be a jerk. And I don't know who that jerk is, but it's going to take a jerk, I promise. All right, let's get to some emails before we get to this statue being melted down and the suicidal GOP. Next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And oh man, I'm excited. I'm really, really excited about a lot of things. One of the things I'm most excited about is the bow tie. I've decided, don't shake your head, Chris. I've decided, not that I'm going bow tie exclusive when I wear a tie. I'm going to start mixing in a bow tie. And I'm getting some pushback from Chris and Michael. I'll be honest with you, they weren't near as supportive as I wish they had been. So there's been a lot of pushback there. Chris was trying to claim that I couldn't wear one because I don't know how to tie one, as if clip-ons aren't a thing that exist. What? Chris just said you look like a dork. You might as well get big, thick glasses. Chris, you know that I have glasses, right? Okay. You know there's nothing wrong with... Michael's right beside you wearing glasses. You're making fun... Chris, you look distinguished in a bow tie. And not only that, I'll go, yes, you do, Michael. Not only that, I'll go Southern. I declare. And what, Chris? And I already have a bolo? No, that's a bow tie. And I'll get a bolo tie if we go bowling. I don't know what we're going to do, but look, there are going to be a lot of new ties coming whenever I wear a tie, which I admit is not often. It's not often. But anyway, whatever. Forget about Chris. You know what I want to talk to you about? Preborn. I'm going to talk to you about saving a baby real quick. Now, we always talk about the $28 and the ultrasound because $28 buys the ultrasound. But maybe you're doing pretty well. Maybe you're looking for a nice fatty tax deduction, being as how this is the end of the year. You know all your preborn stuff is tax deductible, right? Oh, and did I mention you should go look up Preborn's charity rating? It's perfect. Why? Because when you give to Preborn, it gets to the babies. It gets to the ultrasounds. The mother gets to choose life because of you. $5,000? You sponsor Preborn's entire pro-life network for 24 hours. That means 200 babies alive because of you. If you can, look, $28 is fine too. Buy that ultrasound. But if you can, maybe give a big old fatty donation. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. All right? All right, let's get to some emails. Dr. Jesse, am I a bad person for enjoying this so much? And this is what she says, or he says. My sister-in-law is Jewish. Her grandfather had a number tattoo on his forearm. Oh, my gosh. And she has very strong feelings about the Holocaust. She's also a communist. Not only does she volunteer for Planned Parenthood, my word, she was huge in the Pink Hat and BLM riots. She would also drag my niece and her nephew along with her. I've been disinvited to Thanksgiving the last 2 years because of my outspoken views on vaccines and gun rights make her family feel unsafe. My brother, who is the king of norms, called me the other day and was telling me how upset his wife was that her daughter was all over social media attending pro-Hamas rallies, chanting from the river to the sea and other fun genocidal things. My response, sucks when the monster you built turns around and bites you. He said it didn't help family relations. Am I wrong for finding so much amusement in this? And his name is Chris. He says I can use his name. Look, you might be wrong for finding amusement. You might not. I don't know. But I know this. We do the you voted for this campaign for a reason, and it's not because it's fun. That's just a little side benefit. We do the you voted for this campaign with people who vote for their own demise. We do this in an effort to shake awake those who are still asleep. And look, we talked about this yesterday with that story about, remember, there was this Brooklyn dad, this Jewish Brooklyn dad, and he has to fire his own son because his son's out there tearing down lost posters of Jewish kids who'd been kidnapped. And the dad's looking around, essentially, if you read the article, say, this isn't who he is. This isn't how I raised him. But dad, yes, it is. I'm sorry. I know that you're not supposed to speak like this, and on the radio especially, you have to be ultra sensitive to this person and that person. If you raise your child to be a Democrat, whoever you are, whether you're a Jew, a Gentile, a Christian, or whatever you think you, if you raise your child to be a Democrat in this day and age, you are raising a murderous piece of trash. You are. Because their circle will be that. And maybe you're sitting there saying, Jesse, that's crazy. I am not. My kid, I raised her to be a Democrat, but she's very nice. No, you don't understand. Here's what you've done. This is essentially what you've done. With me and my sons, this is what I've done. If this is the equivalent of it. I begin right when they're early to tell my sons, hey, sons, you know what's really awesome? What's really, really cool? Biker gangs. You should be in a biker gang one day. And then their whole lives, I teach them, hey, biker gangs are the bomb. Hey, look, there goes the Hell's Angels. Aren't those guys cool? Hey, look, the Banditos right there. Biker gangs are awesome, aren't they, kid? Man, I love biker gangs. And then one day, one of my sons becomes a member and kills somebody and goes on trial for murder. I don't get to stand up and say, I had no idea. That's not who he is. The modern Democrat Party is a communist death cult. They're telling you every single day the way they speak about you. Look, you're seeing it all over the news right now with all these Hamas types all the time. You are raising your child to be a self-hating, America-hating, Jew-hating, white-hating, evil communist piece of trash if you are raising your child to be a Democrat, because that child will immediately, when they leave your home, join circles where that's what people believe, and your child will go along with it. And I know if you're an older person, older Democrat, and that's what you've always said, I know that hurts. And I know that may be something you don't want to be true. No, Jesse, my kid is different. No. If you groom your child to join a biker gang, don't come crying to me when one day that child kills somebody with a Hell's Angels patch on his back. You did it. I'm sorry. I really genuinely am. I feel, people think I'm lying about this. I really feel genuine sorrow for older Democrats. I do. Democrats that came up in a different era. Because you hate Republicans, and I get that. Look, I hate them as much as you hate them. I get that. But you've always been a Democrat, and you've always supported the Democrat Party. But you can't do that anymore, or you're a communist enabler. The communists took it all over. They did. And if you're raising your children to be one, you're already raising a monster. You are guaranteeing that child you love, they're going to turn out to be awful. And you see it all over the place. Look, you see this. This isn't the only email I got like this. I read you that New York Post story. I have multiple emails like this from Jewish people and their children, or someone who knows a Jewish person and their children. They're, Jesse, they're horrified. Jesse, I'm horrified. How did this happen? Oh my gosh, how could it happen? You raised your child to be a member of a death cult, and your child... And you're shocked now that your child acts like a death cultist? That's what it is, man. I'm sorry. It's the way it's got to be. Speaking of death cults, let's talk about how suicidal the GOP is. And a statue got melted down. All that and so much more is still to come. Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.